UW Madison political scientist Charles Franklin doubts the Wausau Democrat will see his proposal come to a vote in the House.
Obie is a very influential congressman, so I don't want to discount this. But he has proposed this before. He proposed something like it during the Bush administration. I cannot imagine that there's a majority in Congress prepared to vote for such a tax.
On the other hand, Franklin says the war tax proposal allows Obie to point out how much the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are costing, and he doubts talking about the issue will hurt Obie's reelection chances in the 7th Congressional District.
You never want to prejudge what's going to happen in an election, but it'll require a change in traditional views of taxes and progressive taxes in Obie's district for this issue to bite him too hard, I think.
To pay for more troops in Afghanistan, Obie wants a graduated surtax on income. Tax increases would range from 1% for the lowest wage earners to 5% for the most wealthy. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.